All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Komar.
I'm Keem. What's going on, guys?
All right. Today, we're going to talk about kind of what we've been on this theme lately a little bit about what jobs that are going to be taken over by AI, what we need to kind of position ourselves to be able to withstand that thrust, but also to be a part of it in a way where we can stay employed, right, and stay gainfully employed. Because just because AI, you know, we've been hearing a lot about it and people have been talking about it so much, it's been here in all truancy.
Yeah.
It's been upon us. It's been in business
for a while,
for a minute, right? But I think because we're starting to see now workers actually starting to get displaced over time, kind of like, you know, when, you know, the, what was it, farming, when a crop machine came about and stuff. And you know, industrial age, if I can, you know, say that, right, if I get my mind together, right? When industrial age came about and machines started taking over laborsome, you know, work immensely, what took, you know, 700 people to do, a machine can do in less than an hour, what took these 700 people weeks and months to do, right? So we're getting that same type of influx now with AI. And we all understand this if you're paying attention, right? Now, the concern, though, is for those of you out there who are listening to this who are in those positions, in those fields, where AI is actually getting ready to dominate and really, you know, displace you out of your career, what do you pivot into, right? Because you've been on your job and in your career for the past, you know, 5, 6, 10 years or so or longer. And it's like you've been used to a certain way of doing things. And this might, you know, disrupt that. So what do you pivot into and what kind of careers are we talking about? So we all kind of know service industry has been one that's been, you know, pivoted. But there's some other industries that are getting ready to get, you know, pivoted and moved into AI. So you kind of did some research on that. So
yeah. So if you kind of just think about it, like, for example, like something like ChatGPT, right? I mean, ChatGPT can do a whole 100-page essay, you know, if you want to take it there. So like jobs, you know, that have to create documents or read documents or assess whatever, you know, papers, right? Legal work, you know, so that could be a potential in the future because AI can basically do all that. ChatGPT can do all that. Things like in the financial industry, right? Because AI or whatever you want to call it, it can analyze algorithms, it can create formulas. You have some things where even back in like the 2015, 2016, there was a financial institution that I was going to just so I could learn more about financial markets. And there was an engineer that he like built this project, this program that would trade for him, right? So like things like that.
Which, and let me just jump in with that. I mean, like he said, the AI has been out there. I mean, for Christ's sake, BlackRock, and, you know, their algorithm that they use is, you know, is what made them the leading, you know, financial fund in the world. You know what I'm saying? Vanguard, because, you know, that's how we kind of got into investments in that, because they realized that the algorithm that they could create could do better than any type of financial investor, right? You know, any single person could. So, you know, AI has been, especially in the finance world, it's been, you know, moving and displacing, you know, people to a certain degree, but it's also been helping a lot of people, you know, as far as, you know, understanding how to invest and, you know, making sure you don't just go off your emotion and different things like that. So, you know, it has been there. And I was going to say too, with the law, you're absolutely correct. Law, anything with admin work, paperwork, AI has been shifting. So if you've been an assistant of some kind, a personal assistant, or if you're doing some kind of admin work, you know, your days are pretty much numbered or body numbered as well. And I'm pretty sure you're aware of this, but we just want to make sure as we're bringing this to you, if you're not aware, you need to get on board and be willing to make the pivot, which we'll show you how to do, but continue on some of the other careers that are.
And then also things like in healthcare, right? Say, you know, you need a blood sample or whatever. I don't necessarily know what that do, but they take your blood sample, put it in something, and it tells you something, right? So, I mean, just things like that. I mean, technology is going to get, you know, more and more advanced. And who knows, you know, what something like that might involve, you know, to be. We don't necessarily have flying cars yet. I don't know. We got airplanes, but who knows, you know, like what things might evolve into. So some things that you might be able to, as far as how it like correlates from one role to the next, say, for example, like a lawyer, something that might be cool for you, it might be like a business analyst position, right? Mm-hmm. It's not super technical. And you're that liaison between like the business people and the tech people, right? So you're just that conversation piece. Something like a financial analyst, right? Maybe Mike brings up a lot, like a data scientist or a data analyst, mm-hmm. you know, something that has to do a lot with numbers, right?
Yeah.
So there are, you know, positions within the tech world that make sense, you know, for whatever role that you have. But you just kind of, you know, got to be aware of what skills you have now, and how it'll relate to, you know, to the tech field, so that you can put yourself in a good position.
I think that's perfect. I mean, there's major correlations, especially in some of the professional careers. Like you said, a financial analyst, you know, a law, no matter if you're coming from corporate law, you know, contract law, it doesn't really matter. If you're able to shift your paperwork and be able to analyze things and read through things, like you said, business analysts would be perfect because you're not overly technical. Mm. You're not, you know, in the programming language side. You're really just, like you said, a liaison between both. So I think that's brilliant.
Right.
So there's ways for you to, if you're willing, focus and pivot yourself, but you have to just be aware of the times are changing and not just kind of coast on the fact that, you know, when you're making your 90K a year or 80, 90K a year and you're in a good position, mm-hmm. you're comfortable, but things are shifting. And not unless, you know, and especially if you're, you know, early 30s, like this gentleman here to my right, if you're early 30s, mid 30s, even early 40s, you still have a long work career, you know, life ahead of you.
Definitely.
And the great thing, Joaquim and I talked about this before, the great thing about tech is the fact that you can get into something that allows you to use your brain power more so than your physical labor. You know, one thing that we're both ex-athletes, him better than me, you know, but and more recent than me. But one thing we always talk about, we always marvel at, if we could go back and do a little bit different, we would think about doing, you know, athletics like, you know, say golf or something that will allow us to stay, you know, in our prime for a lot longer,
right?
As opposed to the physical demanding contact or collision sports, mm-hmm. that, you know, you have a finite, you know, time period which you can deliver. And then after that, you have to worry about the, you know, the effects of what you did during that time, right? So
CTE for some people.
Exactly, right? If you're playing football or, you know, something like rugby or something, you know, that's collision, right? You want to think about that too. It's analogous to business. It's analogous to life. It's analogous to the workforce. If you're doing something right now that requires a lot of your physical manual labor and your job is predicated upon you physically having to be there to deliver the actual service, right? Not to say that in tech that you still have to be, you know, able to type and stuff like that, but it's a big difference. A big difference if you have to get up and you have to, you know, serve in the service industry. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why they started with AI being able to cut out service industry workers. You're talking about from a business standpoint, as a business owner and as someone who runs, you know, a business, understanding, you know, healthcare I have to cover, right, for people, mm-hmm. Sick leave, PTO, right? Mm-hmm. All these things cost me as a business owner. Not to mention the other aspects, right? So now if I can take that off my plate, because now I can have something that's automated that can be there consistently. I don't have to worry about them getting sick. I don't have to worry about taking care of their siblings or, you know, or their family members, right? I can know they'll do the job to a T, mm-hmm. right? I don't have to worry about any conflict between emotions of boss and manager and all that.
Nope.
That eliminates a lot of problems, and that eliminates a lot, and that gives me a lot more back to my bottom line, right? So there's a reason why it started with those, you know, areas first in AI. Now you're starting to move into more skill work, like law, like you said, financial analyst. That's more skill work, right? That somebody has to have a certain degree, a certain knowledge base, right? So, but as it's progressively getting more intelligent, that's the fear now, right? That the AI is getting more intelligent. The fact of the matter is, if you are smart, you think like we have been, and if you've been living for a while from the standpoint of analyzing things, it's better for you to be the golfer now, switch into the golfer role as opposed to continue being the, you know, physical demanding athlete trying to be in this contact sport, right? And trying to use your physical labor. Right. If I can bring it back to my original point, right? I hope that you guys track. Did that track?
Yep.
Okay. So we want to make sure, guys, that you guys are thinking, you know, and then taking the proper action steps accordingly now, so you're not caught off guard. So you're not sitting here trying to have a knee-jerk reaction to, oh, what do I do now? Because I just got the notice from my company they're going to let us go in the next, you know, 2 weeks. And I got, you know, hoping my severance covers me. You know what I'm saying? Why have to go that route when you can talk to us? You can come to our platform. We can talk about getting into JavaScript, you know, or getting into C++ or getting into Python.
learning a language, right? So therefore you can learn, you know, how this tech world, how do they, what are hackers talking about? You know, all hacking is a language of you know, what's being typed out there. You have a general idea, I'm sure now already, especially those of you who are in a skilled position or, you know, a lot more skilled position like law or something like that, you have an idea. So don't be afraid to just kind of merge yourself.
Right.
What you think about all that I'm saying? Am I making sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Basically, at the end of the day, just kind of just be aware of what's going on out there. Because even like, you know, so you look at like YouTube or something, you know, sometimes, and you see like, say like in Asia, you see like robots doing like whatever, you know, servicing people, you know, whatnot. So like, you know, that's going to eventually shift more this way. If it hasn't already, you know, I think it's going to continue to evolve. So just as I always like to say, you know, be curious, not only about, you know, what new skills that you can build, but be curious about like what's new, right? Because that'll also help guide you as far as, you know, what new skills you probably, you know, want to start looking at.
Yeah. Because it's here, guys. I mean, it's here.
For sure.
You're absolutely correct. The robots in China or wherever, in, you know, Asia. But at the same time, it's all here. The flying car, they're here. They are. They're test flying the taxi routes right now between New York and California. Not between, but in those states and smaller sections. So they're already doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's already happening, right?
There's something there every day.
Right. So don't think that, you know, you have time. Because that's the one thing you don't really have, even though time is an illusion. We can get all that stuff later on, right? But the reality is that technology is here and it's advancing, but it still needs to advance with our help, our support. Having the type of knowledge within certain specific sectors of IT will allow you to have a long stay and mainstay career that will allow you to progress accordingly and not have to always, you know, be worried about being on the chopping block. Even if you are laid off, I know the biggest, you know, concern I know a lot of you may have is that back in early 2024 or early 2024 into 2023, there were a lot massive layoffs in tech.
Big time.
Right. I think it was something total like 6,000 layoffs that happened like in like less than 2 or 3 months time span. From the major companies, Google, Microsoft, you know, Meta. But again, we have to take that with a grain of salt when we really understand the economy. You understand again a year or two before, you know, election year, a year before the election year, then election year, which that always happens. Companies are always trying to cut where they can, cut costs when they're over leveraged. Because again, you talk about donors and all this other stuff, and then, you know, trying to see who the new POTUS is and what the economy is going to do. So there's always that type of time frame where things are cut. Because technology took there was a big swing right around COVID. Remember, there was a big hiring frenzy around that time. So around 2022, when we were all on lockdown and that, there was still a big window where companies made a big hiring push for tech, right? So, because they needed people who could work abroad, right? And work, you know, work remote. So you got to just look at its waves. So, you know, if you're sitting there talking and saying to yourself, well, guys, you know, I just heard, you know, they made big layoffs in tech, so that's not safe either. Nothing is ever safe, but there are some fundamental truths. You want to put yourself in the best position,
right,
you know, to have the best success. The reality is that things are going more tech. So it would be better for you to have that type of knowledge and base behind you. So therefore, you can be gainfully employed, or at least if you get laid off, you can get picked up again quickly.
Right.
As opposed to having a trade or a skill that will not allow you to move forward with the times. All right. So, and again, am I making sense with that?
A lot of sense.
I know I try to, I jump around my thoughts sometimes because as a businessman, my mind is always thinking about different aspects. But I also, we also want to make sure we relate it closer to you guys, that it's analogous. You can tactile it in the way of what we're saying and feel, you know, the relatability to you being able to move accordingly right now in this time. All right. Because that's our main concern here at Higher Power Tech, is not only talking about the tech of it, but also too, making sure we talk about the person and the mentality that will allow you to thrive within the tech industry.
Right.
Because it's so massive, okay? So hope we shed some light on that. Yes, AI is coming to change the game in some industries. There's going to be some massive turnaround, especially like you said, in healthcare. Healthcare is going to take a big hit here soon in relation to, it's going to be something that's going to be created. It's going to, you know, lay off some careers too in healthcare. But again, learn the tech side of it, you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Right? You'll be fine. All right. And if you don't know where to start, come to us, talk to us.
We're here for you.
We got you. All right. Anything you want to leave them off with?
One last thing. If you need proof, you know, if you need proof about, I don't know, this isn't going to happen to me, just go to Walmart and see how many people there are that are not working at the cash registers anymore. And it's just straight up machines. Before I came here, I went to Walmart and it was like, I don't know how many people that there used to be working at the cash register, but like the majority of it is all like self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, if you need proof, just go to your nearest Walmart and that's left proof.
Walmart, Whole Foods, grocery stores, any of them. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Tell them what you can do.
In the meantime, guys, be great. Level up and do your thing.
Ooh, level up. That's a new one.
Yeah.
All right. Catch you later.